This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are seeing a massive amount of rain. It's what's left from Hurricane Ida. Some spots between Pennsylvania and Massachusetts may get 8 inches of rain today, say forecasters. Parts of the mid-Atlantic states will likely see tornadoes. Parts of the South are struggling after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana on Sunday, Tim McGuire reports.
Tens of thousands of utility repair people are trying to get the lights back on in New Orleans. More than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi are without electricity, and many could be so for many more days. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
Please listen to your local officials. Please listen to when they tell you it's safe to come back home.
Some 440,000 people in 17 parishes are without water. Nearly 320,000 are under boil water advisories. I'm Tim McGuire.
Firefighters have been battling a growing California wildfire, trying to keep it from reaching a resort city at the southern tip of Lake Tahoe. The flames forced new evacuations for some residents across the state line in Nevada. It is the most dramatic restriction on abortion rights since Roe v. Wade.
A Texas law banning most abortions in the state took effect at midnight, with the Supreme Court yet to act on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. The Texas law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks, and before most women even know they're pregnant. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion after that time. Abortion providers who are asking the Supreme Court to step in said the law would rule out 85% of abortions. I'm Julie Walker.
Five crew members are missing after a Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off San Diego. This is AP News. There's a new look at what may happen to Social Security and Medicare, and it's not good.
Social Security and Medicare, the government's two biggest benefit programs, remain under intense financial pressure. The two major issues? The retirement of millions of baby boomers, along with the devastating pandemic putting increased pressures on the two programs' finances. A report from the program's trustees has now moved up by 1 year, the date for the depletion of Social Security's reserves. It now projects they will be unable to pay full benefits starting in 2034 instead of 2035. Medicare is still expected to exhaust its reserves in 2026. That's the same date as estimated last year. Shelley Antler, Washington.
President Biden's defending the U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan, calling it an extraordinary success. He's taking a lot of heat, especially from Republicans. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.